Big Jim's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
East River.
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Avenel.
Thank you, Ken Calvert. Casey, the casual one. All right, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Our first round. Who's going to win?
East Side.
West Side.
We gave you a moment there. Gary, you're West Side, so you yell out West nice and loud. Craig, Downriver, you yell out Down. Mark, East Side, you yell out East. Two out of three wins, and we're playing for $25 to Buddy's Pizza. One guess per question. Everybody ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Yeah. Here we go. Question number one, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Frank Beard is the drummer and only member of this band without
West
a beard.
Side. West Side.
Gary, what's the answer?
ZZ Top.
There it is.
Yes, sir!
Also, the only person I've ever met that still drinks Tab. That's his only request in his dressing room is Tab. It's the I swear to God, it's the weirdest thing. You walk in there, there's like a little mini fridge full of Tab. Yeah. Okay. That was random. Sorry. All right. Question number two. July is National Ice Cream Month. What do you call the three flavored ice cream featuring vanilla?
East Side.
Mark, what's the answer?
Neapolitan.
There it is.
Yeah.
Or if you pronounce it correctly, Nipotipotin. All right. Question number three. By the way, on Neapolitan ice cream, were we the only household that, like, people would just eat the flavor they wanted?
I was just going to ask you, is it wrong to just eat the strawberry?
Everybody did.
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Everybody did that. All right, question number three. In honor of their birthday on Friday, what original glazed donut shop will give everyone who buys
it? East Side.
Mark for the win.
Krispy Kreme.
What flavor? Game, dude. All right, Mark, $25 to Buddy's Pizza, and I believe the East Side's down by one now, right?
Down by one.
All right, so, all right, Greg and Gary, two more chances today. When the next round is?
7:20.
And then 8:20 after that, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. You guys have a great day, bud.
Thank you.
Mark, give us an East Side.
East Side?
Big Jim's house.
CSN's Big Jim's house, 657. Another round of Battle of the Burbs for Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Coming up, we'll get players in about 15 minutes. $25 for Buddies up for grabs. Okay. Ryan is volunteered, actually offered. We asked, and he said it was cool. And at your reception, you're getting married November 21st.
Yes.
That you were willing to do what exactly?
Solo dance to a song of everybody else's choice.
Right. The listener's choice. Not here in the building. You guys get to pick. We've narrowed it down to 10. Ryan is turning into a little bit of, and you know, it's a little bit of a control freak about this.
Oh, yeah.
No,
he was
not.
So I'm in here talking to Angie about who are the top three vote getters, and you just jump in right to the middle. Here they are. I'm like, you're out of this.
I'm just looking at it.
No, you're trying to influence the voting. You have to be fair to the voting process, right? Are you totally impartial?
Yeah.
There's not one song in here out of the 10 you don't care about.
No.
Not even this one.
Oh,
keyword dance, by the way. Just text us. Keyword dance, right?
Yes.
And you can vote. You're okay if Fred Bear winds up being the song you dance to.
I think Corona might get in the way of my wedding if this is the one that's...
He said in the studio, he goes, if that song wins, I'm canceling the wedding.
Oh, yeah, we're pushing it.
Come on! It's not that bad. All right, so who are our top three in no particular order, Ange?
He has me, Ryan, okay? I'm Too Sexy, Time Warp, are tied, and then Touch Myself is in third.
I don't want you doing this at your reception. Again, this is your guys' decision. 248-398-9279. Keyword dance out of the 10.
I don't know, man.
Oh, I ripped my clothes off. Might get an airbrush artist to do my airbrush.
I think I might just cancel your wedding.
Keyword cancel. That'll be like people texting and going, oh dear God, cancel that wedding. I don't know, man. Touch Myself? Really? Okay. So we're between So we're between this one.
It's just a jump to the left.
Okay, that could be fun. That could be fun.
That's gonna get danced to either way.
But you learned how to do that dance at Camp Dearborn, right?
Yeah, real young.
Okay, now, any family members going to try to join you for this one?
Oh, everybody. My sister specifically told me she didn't vote for this one because she wants to make sure she can do it.
And then I'm Too Sexy was the other one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know, man.
I don't like that we're getting a sample of every dance.
You don't like it?
I don't like that.
You look like one of those dancing bears at Country Bear Jamboree at Disney. You're just like,
yeah, top half and bottom half are two separate mechanical things.
And Heidi, your fiance does not want you doing the stiff leg. Is that the name of your dance?
Yeah, that one's classic. That'll be brought out all night.
Your stiff leg will be out all night?
Oh, yeah.
The beauty of the stiff leg
I'm gonna
dance
have
all
my
night.
Right pant shortened a little bit just so it looks stupid better dance. When I pull it up. Because you gotta have ankles showing.
Okay. Keyword dance, if you still want to vote on this thing. It's going to be fun, though. We'll film the whole thing and post it, one way or another. Okay. Thank you, Angie. It's good talking to you, Angie.
Oh, it's always without good talking
Ryan
to you.
Interrupting. 248-398-9279. I found the most inappropriate classic rock one. I don't know if there's other ones. I don't think you want to dance to Go Your Own Way at your wedding.
No, it might not be a good start.
Somebody? Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring out the couple for their first dance.
Big Jim's House.
Hope you're having a good Wednesday. Another round of Battle of the Burbs coming up. People still calling about your dance, dude.
Yeah.
We've narrowed it down to 10.
I love how enthusiastic and helpful people are with this, but it's a little concerning.
Why?
I don't know. It scares me.
You agreed to this.
I know I agreed to it, but...
We asked you a lot in the office before we went on the air, but are you sure?
No, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying. Choices.
Well, you kind of were.
So, who do we got?
No, hold on. If you don't know what's going on, Ryan has agreed to let someone, you guys, pick out one song that Ryan will dance by himself in its entirety at his wedding reception in November. You guys pick any genre. We've narrowed it down to 10. Keyword is dance, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can vote right there.
I'm Too Sexy and Time Warp still tied, I think. Okay. John and Taylor, what you got?
Hey, I found the stripper song that Ryan can dance to, if you can dance quickly.
Okay, you have it?
Yeah, I have it right now queued up online.
Oh, let's go.
It's by Dave Ross and his orchestra from 1962.
Okay. All right, we're listening. You could do this one, right? Bang. Do the shimmy. We'll get you one of those feather boas.
Do I pop out of a cake? Oh, I pop out of our wedding cake.
Dude, I don't know. That could work, John. John, that could work.
Yeah, that song's only a couple of minutes long.
Yeah, well, you know,
so
and
he had to come up with some amazing dance to dance that quick.
Okay. Well, what about if Ryan pops out of a cake in the middle of the dance floor?
Well, he's going to have to hurry up and pop out of the cake before that song ends.
Yeah, don't worry about that with Ryan.
Happy birthday. Oh, wrong one.
You're not dressing up as Marilyn. All right, John, we got to run, buddy. Have a good day.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a great day.
There he goes. You know, having a nice day, having a nice show, and then you had to put the visual of you dressed as Marilyn Monroe jumping out of a wedding cake.
The worst part is I don't think that's the first time I brought that up to you.
Happy wedding day, Miss Heidi. Yeah, that's...
That doesn't work.
You should go grab the guy from... What's Buffalo? From Silence of the Lambs?
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Happy wedding day, Miss Heidi.
Big Jim's House. Big Jim's House.
I give you our number because we have a question. Ryan, as you know, most folks know, getting married in November. And you guys have your gift registry, right? You and Heidi?
Yes.
And what item did you put on the gift registry?
I put a power washer on it.
Which, when you first said, and I'll be totally honest, and here's our question. Is that tacky? Are you supposed to ask for stuff like inside the house, like dishes
like
and things like that?
Household items.
Right.
Which we have that stuff on there.
But 248-398-WCSX, is it tacky that Ryan's asking for a pressure washer? Has anyone bought it yet?
I don't know. I haven't looked at that thing.
You never looked at it yet? Okay.
And I didn't go just to make everybody, because it's pressure washers can be a lot of money. I want like a little cheap portable one that I just want, you know, to spray the house down and do stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's nothing crazy.
So, I'll tell you, Ben, when we told Ben Perez, our marketing director yesterday, he gave you the stinky face.
See, which is...
He didn't like that.
Yeah, and I've had a couple people go, good, that's a good choice. Yeah, man, throw it on there.
So...
I don't know why I'm getting high voice right out.
You are, my God. Is it tacky to ask for a pressure washer for a wedding gift? Put it on your gift registry. I don't know. I don't think so. Is something you'll both use? Is that what you need to look for? Is something you'll both use? Is that like the, you know, the something we'll both use? Something we'll both enjoy?
Yeah, I think so.
We had so much stupid stuff on our wedding registry. We bought a cake holder. The glass thing with the cake on top, you know.
For all those times you want to hold cakes.
Like, I don't know why when we first got married, we decided we were going to have cake every week. We never have cake.
Cake. A cake holder, though.
It's a cake
That's
thing.
A table.
I don't know. It's not a table, it's a glass thing. Totally useless. 248-398-9279. Ben yesterday gave you stinky face when you mentioned this because you put a pressure washer on your gift registry. Is that tacky or not? Now, the gift card to Bazookies?
Yeah, that one I can see. I can see that one.
Yeah, you probably want to back off that one.
Big Jim's House.
94.7 WCSX 753. Good morning, Big Jim's House here. Big Jim, there's Ryan, there's Angie. So, Ryan was talking in the studio yesterday about your gift registry, and what did you put on it?
Power washer.
And we were all kind of like, okay. And then Ben, our marketing director, Ben Perez, gave you stinky face when you mentioned that.
But he didn't like it.
He didn't like it. He thought it was tacky. 248-398-9279. Angie, is it tacky?
No. If you're going to use it, why not throw it on there?
Right. So you're saying I think we've all kind of agreed that if it's something you use around the house, it's not a bad thing.
Right.
Dude, I've been married a long time, and I look back at some of the stupid things we put on our, so like a fondue pot. We haven't fondued in 8 years.
My grandma was just saying the other day how people just put stuff on their registry just because they don't want to buy it themselves.
Well, yeah. It's a good point.
That's it, right, though?
It's a good point. 248-398-9279. Is it tacky what Ryan's doing? I don't think it is.
Well, I got people telling me to just load it up. Because me and Heidi are actually, like, conscious about prices of things and stuff because we feel bad, like, making people buy a bunch.
Oh, especially this year, too. That's thoughtful of you.
But
yeah,
everybody else tells us, no, load it up, dude. If they don't want to buy it, they won't buy it. Who cares?
Yeah, they pick what they get to buy.
Well, what are you going to put, like, a Lamborghini on there or something? Season tickets?
Maybe new house.
New house? 248-398-WCSX. Is it tacky or not? Amy texted in over on this one.
Yeah, Amy said it's not tacky at all, and I'm a chick.
Well, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Way to represent.
But again, though, it comes back to the same thing, right? I mean, that you... It's something you're going to use around the house.
Right.
I have no idea.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have everybody else buy everything else, so Ben has to buy that for me. Because he's not showing up to my wedding without anything.
So you're saying he's got to show up with a pressure washer.
Yeah.
That's well played. How much is the pressure washer?
Where's the marketing guy? Ask him for one. And maybe we'll...
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Hey, Ben, can you get a... Oh, God. I will admit, I forgot a gift once for a wedding, and I took a CD out of or a box set that I had in my office and gave it to him as a wedding gift.
Why don't you just write a check?
You just throw somebody else's card away.
I'm just being honest here, picking on me. He's the one that wanted the pressure washer. Pick on him.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay, well, it was a Tom Petty box set. It was nice. It was supposed to be given to a listener, but that's okay. They can be listening to the radio station.
Big Jim's House.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's House and see who's going to win.
East River.
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Avenue.
Thank you, Ken Calvert, the casual one. The new voice of Battle of the Burbs. Love you, KC. All right. We got our players on the horn. Final round for Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Who's going to win?
West side.
Okay. This is close, man. A little bit of tension here. That first, all the voices here, we heard Tracy, East Side. You ready, Tracy?
Ready.
All right. And Dave, Downriver. Downriver Dave, alliterative. I like that. You ready, bud?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then Don from the West Side. Don, how you feeling?
Good. Okay, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. It's beautiful outside, and you guys are only in the lead by one over the East Side and two over Downriver, right?
Yes.
Okay. No pressure. No pressure.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Everybody on the West Side is listening right now going, don't blow this, Don. Okay, here we go. Do not answer until you're called upon. Make sure your game show loud. Ryan is the judge. He'll call on you and then give the answer. You only get one guess per question. 2 out of 3 wins. On this day in 1988, what movie starring Bruce Willis and Alan Rickman?
Downriver.
Dave, what's the answer?
Die Hard.
There it is. The greatest Christmas movie of all time. Die Hard. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I think so.
Thank you. We love you, Don. Even if you don't win today, no pressure.
That talk is not supposed to happen until November. Jim.
Whatever, dude. It's 2020. We can talk about anything. Okay, here we go. Question number 2. What Rolling Stone song includes the lyrics, "If you try sometimes, you just might find...
West.
West Side.
Don, what's the answer?
Can't always get what you want.
Well played. That is it. You get what you need. Okay, West Side with 1, Downriver with 1. Tracy, you okay?
I'm in.
All right, here we go. Question number 3. Jason Bonham turns 54 today. He's a drummer just like his dad who played in what band?
East
Side.
Tracy, what's the answer?
Led Zeppelin.
Nice. This is good. The final battle of Battle of the Burbs Wednesday is a legitimate tie. Here we go. Who was the manager the last time the Tigers went to the World Series?
Downriver.
Dave, what's the answer?
Sparky Anderson.
Oh. Don or Tracy? Who was the manager the last time the Tigers went to the World Series?
Oh, can't even think of it.
That's okay. We'll move on to the second tiebreaker question. Eddie Money had 2 tickets to where?
Downriver.
Dave for the win. What is it?
Paradise.
No, it was to Jim Leland. But no, we'll take that as a win. You got it. Dave, you have won. So now that means Downriver is what? 1 back?
Downriver is 1 back and tied with the East Side.
All right, Dave, you're 25 by Somebody's Pizza. Tracy and Don, you guys were awesome. Thank you so much for playing and listening, too.
Thanks,
guys. Hold on, Dave.
Oh. Big Jim's house.
We sit in the studio discussing this. Do you sleep talk or sleep walk? We'd love to hear from you. If you get time, don't worry about it if you can't call right now. Totally understand. Everybody's working hard. 248-398-9279. If you sleep talk or sleepwalk. The reason we mention this is you sleep talk. You've been trying to record yourself for about a year.
Yeah, I can't figure out. I don't know why it won't pick it up when I do.
But you're trying to get a little app. You're trying
I
to
feel like
phone.
I consciously fall asleep knowing that I'm recording myself, so I don't talk. Do you know what I mean? I think that's a real thing.
I think you're right.
Like, in my mind knows that I'm recording it, so it doesn't want the secrets out of the bag.
Well, you always hear stories about sleepwalking, like people that go out of the house and walk down the street and, you know, do stuff.
Yeah.
Sleep talking, though. I don't really know anyone like you that talks as much. Hold on. We get her? We have her fiance, Heidi, on the phone. Yeah? All right. So this whole superhero thing that we had heard about. Heidi, what was going on last night?
I don't know. Ryan's a weirdo. He talks in his sleep sometimes, and he was, like, tossing and turning. I'm like, are you okay? Like, what's going on over there? I'm fighting cry.
Do you remember any of this, Ryan?
I remember at one point getting up and talking to Heidi right before she was going, because I fell asleep before, but I thought I was telling her that I was a ninja, but...
Okay. You're fighting crime.
I guess I'm a crime fighter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You said you were like, I'm a crime fighter. I'm like, oh, you're fighting crime? Yeah.
Sleepwalk and sleep talk. I think I'd rather sleep talk than sleepwalk.
Yeah. I mean, I get nervous that I'm going to say something that I'm going to just catch a right hook for or something one time, but...
Like, for example, what was something that made Heidi mad? Don't answer that question. Like, don't do that.
All right. Let me think.
Heidi, bam. So, has he ever said... What other stuff has he said during sleep talk?
A lot of the time it's mostly mumbles, but... We've had, like, full-blown conversations, and I think he's told this before, where he was, like, talking about, like, the White House flooding, and then, like, went totally to, I dyed my hair in 8th grade when it was pink, and I was like, oh, you're sleeping and you're talking to me right now.
Sleep talking, okay. Baby. All right, well, we got to go. Captain Ryan has to save everybody in Oak Park, so. Have a great day, Heidi.
All right. Bye.
Wow. So you're fighting crime last night while you were sleeping.
Yeah.
Because you thought you were a ninja when you came in this morning.
Well, I was watching a lot of Always Sunny yesterday and doing the
Okay.
But I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I talk a lot.
During your sleep?
You know, if we would just listen to me while I was sleeping, we would have solved everything by now.
No.
World hunger.
No. You're a ninja crime fighter. No, we're good, man. Seriously, though, you're the only person I know that sleep talks and at least gets feedback for it. And do you know anybody? Do you know someone who sleepwalks?
I knew a kid who sleepwalked, and his parents used to have to, when we were little, lock his room from the outside.
Come on, is that real?
Oh, yeah. You'd find him in the middle of the street with a knife cutting stuff, like wanting food, cutting
stuff.
Come
on.
Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding you.
248-398-9279. I don't know anybody that's a sleepwalker. You do, obviously.
I just sleep to talk.
What was his name? Jason? I mean, the kid?
Danny. We can give him a
call. We're not calling Danny. But you give his real name.
I don't care.
248-398-9279. Of course you don't care. You're a superhero.
Big Jim's house.
Sleep talking. Last night you were sleep talking because you told her you were
a crime fighter.
you were doing ninja moves and you were kicking some ass last night in your sleep.
She's very funny.
Well, you're the one, yeah. I was awesome.
She texts me and goes, I didn't want to say that you always swear. I didn't know if I could say that or not.
You do? You really?
Oh, that's what I was waiting for. She goes, oh, yeah, that's half of it. But
so you're the only sleep talker that I know that talks like this. 248-398-9279. Or sleepwalker. You said you had a friend?
A friend, his parents used to have to bolt the door from the outside. They'd lock his room from the outside because they would get scared. He would go down and start cutting something.
Wouldn't you much rather sleep talk than sleepwalk?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sleepwalk, you can get really hurt.
Right. 248-398-9279. Speaking of which, Linda in Redford, what you got for us?
Hey, I'm from Redford. Anyway, I've been sleepwalking since I was a little girl. I'm 58 years old now, and even when I was married, my husband had to tie my leg to his because I would get up and wander during the middle of the night.
Where would you go? Did you just wander around the house, Linda? What did you do?
I've been outside. My dad used to work midnights. He was a tool and die maker, and he would be floating around the boat when he got off, or floating around the inner tube when he get off of work in the middle of the night. And here I'd come, walking out of the house, walk around the pool, and go back in the house. And, you know, I would venture outside. So, yeah, I've been doing it my whole life, and right now I'm wondering if I'm doing it sleep driving because I sustained some damage on my vehicle that I cannot account for.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Linda. Really?
I mean, I'm sitting in my garage trying to figure out how the hell did I do that? And then I look underneath and I got a tear in my muffler. It's like, I can't even imagine what happened.
Whoa.
I'm very conscious, you know, and I'm very aware of what I'm doing when I'm awake.
Well, I come into work at 4:30 and I don't wake up till 12. I live in Waterford, so yeah, that's a little different. Linda,
no,
that's crazy.
No lie. My whole family will vouch for you. My ex will tell you that. Yeah, I had to tie her leg to mine in the middle of the night, you know, because she'd wander.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, now we know someone. Linda, you have a great day. Appreciate you listening, too.
Thanks, you guys. You guys rock.
Big Jim's house.
Ryan Sleep Talks. We talked to your fiance Heidi. Last night you dreamt you were a superhero, basically, right?
Yeah, I was Crime Stoppers.
Crime Fighter.
Fighting crime.
You told her.
The Crime Fighter.
You woke up.
That's even
told
how
her.
Our little kids said, I'm a crime fighter.
But you had a conversation with your fiance you do not remember.
No.
And she says this happens frequently, so you're a sleep talker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which we've been trying to record and hasn't worked out. Probably because we have the cameraman and the boom mic guy standing in your bedroom.
Yeah, that's odd.
It's weird.
Yeah,
there's two guys.
He doesn't like that.
Say something funny. Go to bed. Say something funny.
He lays in between us to really get in there with the sound, with the mic. It's weird.
He's dressed like Bob Crane. Very strange. Anyway, 248-398-9279. So you're the only sleep talker, but we're talking about sleepwalkers. We just had Linda call up. She's a sleepwalker. Maybe a sleep driver. She doesn't know how she got a damage on her muffler.
Yeah, somebody start driving her around, please.
Thanks for listening. Okay, Michelle. Now, what is this for you?
No, my husband's a sleep eater.
Wait, what? What is this?
He's a sleep eater.
Okay.
So he'll go to bed, go to sleep, and wakes up in the middle of the night and goes and ravages the kitchen. And will come to bed eating, chewing, and doesn't remember a thing.
What?
Okay. You know, everybody listening right now is thinking the same thing, Michelle. That's a load of crap. He just likes to munch at night, and he's telling you something.
No. I can even have full-out conversations with him, and he answers, responds. but doesn't remember anything. In the morning, it's a big reveal every morning as to what he ate the night before.
That's crazy. So what's it, is he do anything about it, or you just have an incredible food bill every month?
It's just hilarious. Every morning, there'll be chips all over the floor, peanut butter on the cupboard.
All right, that's a new one.
Really wondering why he couldn't get that 5 pounds shed. Yeah, I'm working out during the day.
Michelle, when he starts running the smoker at night, then you know you got a problem, okay?
I know, right?
You're awesome. Have a great day. Appreciate you listening.
You too.
All right.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay. That's a new one. Are you buying it? I'm buying it.
Oh, yeah.
He's a sleep eater.
I think so.
I have slept my way to White Castle at 2 in the morning, Your Honor. I was asleep while I was driving. Your Honor, that's all it was.
Big Jim's house. Big Jim's house.
And then Meg's here as well, filling in. Just sounded great yesterday. I was listening to you, filling in for Donnie this week.
Aw, thanks, Jim.
And yesterday you walk in and we're talking about munchies. And today you walk in and we're talking about sleep talk, sleepwalking. Because Ryan, our producer here, Ryan Logan, sleep talked last night and told Heidi that you were a what?
A crime fighter.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah.
Is he doing more than just that, though, in your sleep? Are you maybe partaking in those edibles you guys talked about yesterday?
Oh, my God, that's a great question.
Why you wake up fighting people in your sleep?
No, that's what helps me go to sleep.
Oh, so okay. But that could be part of why you wake up in the middle of the night with these trippy thoughts,
yeah,
you know?
What are you like, yeah, what are the name of the edibles? I'm Batman or something?
Take the Wonder Woman one tonight. I don't know what that does.
No, he's already got the underoos to go with it. So, anyway.
Nice.
So, we had Linda, we also had Michelle call in, and we were talking about it, and then you reached over and grabbed your phone, Meg. Why?
Because you guys talking about Ryan, you know, talking in his sleep and all the craziness, and my husband, actually, hi, Dane, from time to time, has talked in his sleep, and it startles me because I'm dead asleep, and I'm a white noise sleeper, so anything besides a fan just brings me out of a dead sleep, and I shoot right up in bed. Well, I started grabbing my phone so I could write down what he says. And this was probably...
You journal his sleep talk.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's going to talk in his sleep, I'm going to write it down. I'm not going to remember it right in the morning, so...
That's really smart, actually. Okay.
Why not? So I have these random notes in my phone from, like, 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. and 2 a.m. And this one was from, I don't know, 5 months ago or so. Dead asleep, all of a sudden, do you think the cats are okay? And I shot up, and I'm like, I'm like, yes, why wouldn't they be? And then my husband responded, because they're everywhere.
That was it?
That was the end of it.
I think that's him telling you to get rid of some cats.
No, we only have two. We only, you know, he's often joked with me that if he hadn't come along, I'd end up being a crazy cat lady with like 20 cats.
Okay.
I'm not, that doesn't make me sad. I'm super happy to be married to my husband. I love him to death. But, you know, the alternative isn't scary to me. 20 cats sounds good to me. Bring them on in. Oh, we only have two, though, for now.
So you're journaling him. Okay, so he wakes up in the middle of the night and does that stuff. I don't know.
Yep.
Man, see, everything should be off the record overnight. So I told Heidi, she can never be mad at me for something I say in my sleep. I feel like that's
tough
like
one.
Illegal.
That's like having a dream and then you wake up mad at the person.
So
you can't
yeah.
do that. You really can. It's not fair. What? I've done that before. Like had a weird dream about my husband and then wake up mad.
Were you mad at him?
Yeah, like I felt
and
inside
he had done nothing.
I was mad. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay, so now here's Ryan. If you say the name of a former girlfriend while you're in bed with Heidi, asleep.
Yeah.
If you said it out loud. Would Heidi be mad at you?
I mean, I'm sure she would be a little upset.
Wonder why it's in your subconscious?
Like, yeah, why are you saying her name? But I don't know. Heidi's pretty cool. So I think she'd be all right with it or just...
But you guys are right, though. You can't be held accountable for something you say when you're sleep talking.
And that's
you?
The argument we have is where she goes, yeah, I can say something to you if I don't like it. I'm like, no, you can't. If I don't know, I'm not saying it. You know?
Well, if you listen to the show, you don't know what you're saying half the time. So, yeah, I'm not really worried. Yeah, you kind of threw that one out the window. I don't know. Okay. All right. So, you sleep talk. You journal. I just snore and scratch my butt. That's all it is. That's all we do.
Big Jim's house.
So, you are filling in for Donnie next. And thanks for sitting out with us too during the 9 o'clock hour. It's fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having us, who meet me and my friend, apparently. Thanks for having me on, guys.
I consider my phone my special friend.
I think I got a hold of Ryan's edible. I blame him.
I'm Batman, the one that turned him into a superhero last night. So, Billy Joel, we have his poster, right? The keyword is
Billy.
Someone got a video this a couple weeks ago Billy Joel's out riding his motorcycles, which he wants to do. And you and Dane rides, right? You're heavy?
Yeah. Yep.
Big Harley guy?
All the time.
You guys were out riding yesterday.
Yeah, last night.
Perfect.
It was
weather.
Awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful.
You have the blub blub in your head. And
yep.
Blub, blub, blub.
Love it.
All right, that's cool. So Billy Joel is a huge motorcycle guy. Because you can see in the video, he's wearing a motorcycle helmet, the whole gear. And he finds a stand-up piano by the side of the road. We're not making this up. This isn't the beginning to a punchline. I mean, some joke. And he walks over, and they got the video. And again, the key word is...
Billy.
You will see him playing it. That's Billy. He's just standing there by this... on this street, just playing this piano. It's been left out there.
Thrown out, yes. Yeah. So he threw it out.
The action is good. Just needs tuning. The finish is beat. It's a perfectly good piano. It's a shame to throw it out. Should at least donate it to St. Vincent de Paul or something. They'd probably take it. The action is great. The mechanics are perfect.
How cool is that?
That's amazing. I can imagine in real life. Billy Joel.
I wonder if you, like, you walk up to Bob Seger with a guitar and go, "Hey, I found this. You want to play it?
Do something.
You want to play it? You want to play the guitar for me, Bob? Okay, I got time. I'll tell the Seger story. So real quick. This is, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard this story from a couple people. They were in Nashville. They were working on Face the Promise. They went to this place and they pitched him a guitar. And Bob is in the back, you know, they're in the back room and they're sitting there eating. And the waiter and Bob, they give him the guitar and Bob's playing it. And and he's just kind of, you know, how it sounds. And the waiter, young guy, everybody else kind of leaves the room. Bob's there playing the guitar. And the guy walks up to him and goes, "You know what, man? If you were younger, you'd have a hell of a career in music."
Oh, he did it. Oh.
I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that from a couple people now. Who else are urban legends? Kind of like we were all in the front row at the Silver Dome.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It was. That's me and the Kiss album in the back. We know who you are. We know who you are. All right, we're done. Tomorrow morning. Was thinking about this. So I'm going to get a little homework for you. In honor of the bubble, you know how the NBA players are in that bubble in Orlando?
Yeah.
We're going to put you in a house, in a bubble, with one celebrity, one musician, and one game.
Ooh.
And no twister with your...
Are what?
You, is that count? No, you can do
I'm
that.
I'm allowed to pick it.
Okay. Seriously, one celebrity, one musician, one game. It could be a video game, a board game, whatever you want. For a month. I initially said Jack Nicholson.
Ooh.
But for a month?
It'd be exhausting. Just getting yelled at and berated all day long.
Or what if the character from The Shining came out? I just couldn't get that out of my head. I don't want to be in a bubble with him for a month. Couldn't do it.
Can't hear Jack Nicholson awaken. You'll be writing out what he says at night. Where are the cats, Meg? I don't see the damn cats, Meg.
Be terrifying.
Right, there. Ryan, you're a superhero. You want to be a superhero with me? Where are the cats, Meg? Where are the cats? We're gone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.